We're going to bring in Rich Waltz. Of course, Rich did the game last week between Vanderbilt and Duke on ESPN. And I'd love having Rich on just to catch us up with the College World Series, which is in day two today, and the Giants have a few players in the game today. Rich, nice to have you with us. What's going on in the CWS, as they like to say?
Well, day one was a fun game. Two really good games yesterday. Florida State beat Arkansas 1-0 last night. And Michigan, a team that I really like and saw in the tournament, Michigan beat Texas Tech. So those two teams, Florida State and Michigan, are going to play on Monday night. And in the College World Series, if you're a Major League fan and you're just tuning in maybe to see, you know, the two giant prospects playing for Louisville today, Logan Wyatt and Tyler Fitzgerald, there's a, you know, things to think about. It's a little bit different than the Major League game. It's played a little bit differently. And you're going to see some things that you don't normally see. In the Florida State game, for example, they've got a terrific center fielder, J.C. Flowers, who made a great extra base robbing catch up against the center field wall to keep it a scoreless game. And the ninth inning, he's playing center field. He gets hit, ends up scoring in the top of the ninth. The go-ahead runs 1-0, but he doesn't stop at home plate. He races home, scores, high fives, and the first thing he does is turn around and sprint to the bullpen because he's also the closer. And so he warms up and then comes in and closes the game. So it's a little bit different in that TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha is big, 408 to center field, 350 down the lines. And you'll see more bunting, more hitting and running in the college game because they don't have the, you know, there certainly are plenty of guys that are hitting home runs there as well. But 1 through 9, sometimes it's hard, you know, stringing together three hits to get a run. So you'll see college coaches be a lot more aggressive on the bases than normal.
I think it's a lot of fun getting to see guys who will play both ways like that. We talked about Rachel Garcia a couple weeks ago when she, you know, had the great strikeout game and then hit the walk-off home run. You're seeing it more and more, as even at the Major League level with Lorenzen and Ohtani getting healthy again. Do you think that that's where baseball's going? Do you think we're going to get more players like that, or are these unique cases?
Yeah, I mean, as long as that player is an asset on both sides, right? I mean, as long as that player can handle the bat and can play a position and can pitch, and the way pitchers are used now, I mean, you can plug them in and play at any spot. You can use them as an opener. You can start them. You can use them as a middle person, an Andrew Miller secret weapon in the seventh or the eighth. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of guys you see at the college level who scouts are split on and say, well, you know, he'd be more valuable as a starter, and others would say, no, man, he's much more valuable than as a position player.
Boy, it's a great time of year for baseball. So Louisville, of course, the one we're interested in, Texas
yep.
Tech played yesterday. Who does Louisville play today?
Well, they've got Vanderbilt. They're not going to see Kumar Rocker, the guy that threw the 19 strikeout no-hitter last weekend. But they're going to see Drake Fellows, who's actually the number one starter for Vanderbilt. Both the Louisville starter and the Vanderbilt starter are big-time prospects. Reed Detmers is the Louisville starter. He was a player of the year and the pitcher of the year in the ACC. Drake Fellows has been Vandy's number one star. They're both All-Americans. And of course, Giant fans want to see the first baseman, Logan Wyatt, the second-round pick. He's big, man. I didn't realize he was that big until I started reading about him. 6'3", 230. And then Tyler Fitzgerald, the fourth-round pick of the Giants, will be a shortstop. And another game, if you're a Giant fan, you want to check out Caleb Tillian, the Texas Tech eighth-round pick, is probably going to start in that loser-go-home game, that elimination game on Monday against Arkansas.
Boy, great stuff. Great stuff, Rich. Really great stuff. You broadcast the Marlins for so many years. You did the Mariners before that, and I've known you for so many years. Father's Day at the ballpark, what does it mean to you? You've seen a lot.
Look, I think Father's Day, it's great. It's great that it is in the middle of baseball season because I think baseball is the sport that probably brings girls and boys close to their dad, especially if their dad played. I was fortunate. My dad pitched at Cal, and he was a college player, and I ended up playing at UC Davis. So we had that connection. And you know, I think what happens as you get older, you grow to appreciate some of the more subtle things that your parents do for you. And look, my dad had, as we all do, my dad had faults. But one of the things that he really did well, and I didn't appreciate until I had a chance to look back on it. He was a perfect sports dad in that he never sat behind home plate and yelled at umpires or yelled at coaches. He never picked up the phone and called the coach and says, why is my kid, you know, not, you know, hitting second or first? And that was the all sports, the football and basketball, and then in college baseball. He was he did a really nice job of just watching from a distance. And on the way home, if we were driving home, that's when, if there was something that happened in the game or he saw something that he thought I could change or do better or whatever, that's when we had the discussion. There wasn't any yelling. There wasn't any, you know, up against the fence, getting on coaches and umpires. And in this day and age, as you see, you know, all the way up from Little League all the way into college ball and all of that, you really appreciate, at least I appreciate that more, the fact that he was a really good sports dad and that he was supportive and yet didn't really insert himself into the games or into coaches. You know, if I had a problem with a coach, my dad would always tell me, well, work it out with the coach. You know, if you're not happy with what's going on, go sit down and talk to the coach. Don't come crying to me.
So, beautiful.
You, the older you get, certainly the more you appreciate that.
Yeah, beautiful. Great. Well said. It's a great lesson for everybody listening. Hey, thanks so much for being on, as always, and a great report on the College World Series. We'll catch up with you, I hope, next week and see where we are. Thanks, Rich.
Hey, happy Father's Day, everybody. Thank you.
All right. That is Rich Waltz. What a pleasure to have him on.